Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I've never, ever in my life seen what I'm seeing in the business community. It's a disaster. Check this out. Last night, I took my son to get some ice cream in a DQ. They closed early, man. And the big sign on the window said staffing shortage. I'm shocked. By the way, I love DQ, and so does he, but and this is happening everywhere. One of my boys went to pick up dinner for him and his family, Patrick, at a Mad Mex. Takeout only. No staff. I have never seen anything like it in my life. I have two friends and successful business owners with me. I have Joe Wadlow, the owner of Monticello's, on the phone. Monticello's. Joe, how are you, brother?
Hey, good, Marty. How are you today?
Fantastic. And Bubba, one of my close friends who also owns a number of restaurants. Hey, Joe, let me grab you first. Have you ever seen anything like this staffing situation, ever in your life in the business?
Never in 41 years.
Have you ever been this frustrated, Joe?
Not with regard to business.
That's right. That's right. What really grates on you, Joe? Because I'll tell you what grates on me. When I go somewhere and the folks are killing themselves just to get the food out, and I know that we have 10 million job openings in America and no one wants them, what grates on you most about this?
For me personally, it is I don't honestly really know why people are not coming back to work. Nobody has openly admitted to me anyway that they're willing to stay home and collect money because they don't have to go to work and it's more comfortable. I honestly don't know if that's the real reason, if they have some fear of some contagious situation with COVID. I don't know.
You have a significant number of extremely successful restaurants that you started. It's the first time in your life, and tell me I'm wrong, where you're actually advertising not for, hey, I've got a great pizza buffet, hey, it's a great family restaurant, but you're advertising for employees. That's drastic, is it not, sir?
Oh, and it's not just here.
My
son, who is also, my son Greg is a partner with me, runs the Wexford Monticello's, and he just finished a 17-day cross-country trip with his youngest daughter, and he said every town, every city out west throughout the Midwest, every town is now hiring closed Mondays, short staff. It's universal. It's across the country.
He's right. We were in Colorado. It was shocking. I have friends who went to California, to Disney, friends in Arizona, all over the country, at the Jersey Shore, you name it. It's dramatic. So dramatic, Joe, you're going to close the restaurant. Actually, I go to the Monticello's. And tell us why, sir. You're going to close it on Mondays.
Well, we had a meeting yesterday, my partners and I, and talked about this. And the shortage of staff has really put a burden on those who do still work and want to work. But we cannot continue to ask people to work 7 days a week, 12, 14 hours a day, especially in the kitchen in this heat. We need to give them a break. And you know, the fact is, it's probably not going to hurt sales because from our experience, every time we've had a holiday fall on a Monday, the rest of the week picks up where Monday customers would have come. So sales will probably remain the same. It's just the staff will get a little break.
So tell our listeners, which one of your restaurants are you restricting the days open?
Just the one in North Hills on Babcock Boulevard.
That's it. And you're just trying to get people a chance to exhale, right?
Oh, God, yeah, yeah.
It's interesting, too, in the copy that I've been reading, you actually want to apologize to customers because they've had to be so patient.
And they have, really. You would think with this situation, you'd have irate customers wanting to talk to the owner or manager, and that has not happened. We've had people reach out and say, thank you. We know what you're going through. We appreciate it. And consequently, they're tipping better. And you've been talking about this
yep.
for weeks.
I am.
About those. Yeah, tips are crazy.
Yeah, I've been. I feel guilty, quite frankly. I got Bubba here, who owns a number of restaurants. Bubba, you grabbed me in the hall yesterday, and you have a plan that's practical and pragmatic. Lay it out for people. First of all, how have your restaurants been affected by staffing?
I just did the math. I have spent $2,100 in employment ads over the last 4 weeks, and I've hired zero new staff members.
What?
I've spent $2,100 on employment ads and have hired zero new staff members. In fact, wow. I've only received three total applications. So each application wow. is equal to about $700.
That's amazing.
And they haven't been hired.
It's never happened to you.
No, never. So let's go under an assumption. And let's just say the assumption is, and we've heard this over again, stop paying people the extra money to stay home, right? So let's
right.
go under the assumption that that's correct.
Right.
Think about this for one moment. What if the government came forward and said, here's the deal. You go back to work. We're going to subsidize you whatever you get paid at work, $300 a week for the next 2 months. So we're going to pay you the money instead of sitting home. We're going to pay you the money to go back to work. Okay, but there's a contingency.
Right.
If for some reason you don't stay at that place of employment for a year, you have to pay 100% taxes. You've got to pay full taxes on that $300 a week over the course of that 8 weeks. If you work for that company for 12 months, that money is all tax-free. So if the assumption is
right.
that the reason people aren't going back to the industry and we can't find employees, and if I don't find one more full-time cook in my taco shop in South Fayette, I'm going to have to limit my hours starting next week in half almost. No, because all of my staff went back to college or school. So that's the deal. If you think that's why, give people the $300 to go back to work, and if they work for your company for a year, it's tax-free. If they quit, boom, they got to pay taxes. That's my idea.
Hey, Joe Wadler with Monticello's. Are you buying what he's
yes,
selling?
Sir.
Do you like that?
I like that. I like it.
Why not?
I don't know that the tax penalty would be much of an incentive,
right.
but if they don't stay there for a year, they have to give the money back. How about that?
Right.
I'll take it. It was just an idea because under the assumption, because I hear that all the time, because I'm constantly talking to other restaurateurs that are in the same situation as you and me. And it's horrible because we want to service our guests. We want to get, well, our goal is not to make guests angry.
Right.
Our goal is not to have 90-minute ticket times. I cooked in my restaurant Saturday for 10 hours and Sunday for 6 hours because on Saturday I had one cook at my Bakery Square location. And I cooked, the two of us, I cooked all day Saturday, all day Sunday, all day. Because what else was I going to do?
I mean, hey, Joe, how many openings do you have at your six restaurants, sir?
Oh, probably at least 15 per restaurant.
Whoa.
Maybe 10 in some, maybe 15 in another. At Wexford, for example, we have not even opened the dining room. We just have the lounge open, which has got seating for about 30 in there. But I need 15 servers, three hostesses, two busboys. I need like almost 20 people just to open that dining room out there.
Wow. Joe, this notion, because I've heard from some people, well, the restaurant business sucks. I just got out. I don't buy that. I just don't. Do you?
No, you know what? Being in the business as long as I have, I've had very varying opinions about the industry in general. And most of the people who stick around really like it because
right.
of the relaxing atmosphere, the feeling of being able to hang with friends afterwards. And it's just a casual thing. You know, it's not an 8 to 5 or an 8 to 4.
I had 12 jobs. I loved it. My daughter's at one right now, and I'll sign the others up as soon as they're old enough. Hey, Joe, can you
They're hired. Can I get them first? They're hired.
can you hang, Joe?
Sure, yes.
All right, man. Can you hang out, Bubba?
I got to take off. I got a meeting.
Man. Thank you.
Love you, buddy.
All right, man. I have never, ever seen some of the things I've seen in the restaurant business. So we go to a restaurant that was opening, and one of my friends said, you got to check this place out. It's really cool. Literally, this happened. So we go in, and the owner comes running out. He was sweating. Marty, he said, Marty, I'm sorry. We can't serve you. I don't have anyone that can cook. Huh? I don't have anyone that can cook. It's that bad, man. I have no reasonable solution to this, and I see no end in sight. The only hope I have is my belief that 500,000 Pennsylvanians who are on unemployment go off unemployment September 4th, is that they go back to work. Guys like Joe Wadlow, whose work ethic is can't be questioned, and his success has been amazing. In fact, I'm getting texts from people. Debbie sends me this text, and I got five of them since you came on. Debbie says, Joe and his crew have been outstanding throughout this pandemic. Love that place. It's hard for you to maintain the quality, right, with this kind of staffing issue, right, Joe?
The quality of the food?
Just to keep those folks working there, just doing it, just breathing, the pressure on everyone working.
You know, what's funny is while I was on hold listening to the news broadcast, I started thinking about it. A young lady who worked for us when she was just out of college 30 years ago is now married and semi-retired, daughter's grown. She was in the restaurant last week, and she said, you know, I don't know how to tend bar, but I'd be willing to come in if you'll train me.
Wow.
And I thought, and she said, even if I work 1 or 2 days, I said, that would be great. That would be a great help. They don't realize that 1 or 2 days would help relieve some of the pressure on some of the full-time staff. So, yeah, if you're out there and you're listening and you're just interested in 1 or 2 days and you think you might like to try something in the restaurant business and work for tips, come on in.
Hey, it's actually phenomenal what's happened. First time in my life, and I know it's the first time in yours, guys that own restaurants, like Bubba just said, spending thousands of dollars begging people to apply for jobs and gets one application. Joe, it's kind of shocking, isn't it?
We're hard. I mean, I think if we got 3 applications online last week, that was it.
Wow.
And we've actually hired people that came in, did the interview, came in to train for 1 or 2 days and never showed up after that.
Joe, what is that?
I don't know. I mean, is there a stipulation that you have to show that you applied somewhere
yes,
in order to receive benefits? I don't know.
Are you hoping what I'm hoping, that September 4th, when the unemployment goes away, people say, I guess I'll go get a job now?
Well, what I'm hoping is that some of the people who are already trained and experienced will come back and things will get back to normal. Let's see. September 4th is the goal.
Man, Joe Wadlow with Monticello's. He's going to shut one of his restaurants down on Monday so the folks can just breathe. Let's be straight, too, because we're not kidding. When I say this, Joe, waiters and waitresses are making record tips, right? Right?
Yes. Because of the customer base, the long-time customer base has been so generous and understanding.
Hey, Joe, would you be disappointed, frustrated, if somehow someone said, let's extend unemployment?
Yes, I think I would be frustrated to the point that I would have to institute a policy like some big companies are, where you have signing bonuses. I mean, that might be the next move. We might have to go there.
Yeah, I have and never...
I don't even know if that would work, so...
Woman just sent me a note, says that she eats at one of your restaurants several times a week and she's considering getting a job there. I've had senior citizens, which is actually fascinating, Joe, who have said to me, I will volunteer to work at restaurants. Folks with a work ethic gotta work. Do you think the work ethic has changed through the pandemic, Joe? The folks have grown comfortable at home?
Oh, I don't know if it's changed much. I think it's a temporary change, but I think work ethic in general has taken a slide over the last 40 years that I can see.
I agree. Joe Wadlow, my friend with Monticello's. Hang in there, brother. We're trying.
I know. I appreciate everything you do. Thanks, Marty.
Thanks, my man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.